Hello everyone, this is the seventh podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topics of group formation and development, as well as team working dynamics as part of the course, leading, managing and developing people in organizations. I am Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This seven lesson aims to provide you with a comprehensive understanding of groups and teams within organizational context. For this reason, two theories that you cannot forget about groups and teams are Belbing's theory of group roles and Tuckman's theory of group development. Belbing's theory of group roles is a widely recognized framework for understanding the dynamics of team behavior and performance within organizational settings. At its core, Belbing's theory suggests that effective teams are composed of individuals who each fulfill specific roles that contribute to the team's success. These roles are not based solely on job titles or hierarchical positions, but rather on the behavioral tendencies and interpersonal styles exhibited by team members. Central to Belbing's theory are the nine team roles, which are categorized into three main groups: action-oriented roles, people-oriented roles, and thought-oriented roles. Action-oriented roles, like the shaper, are characterized by the determination and focus on achieving results. People-oriented roles, like the coordinator, excel in building relationships, facilitating collaboration and networking. Thought-oriented roles, like the specialist, bring analytical thinking, creativity, and specialized expertise to the team. One key aspect of Belbing's theory is the recognition that individuals typically exhibit a combination of these roles, with certain roles being more natural or comfortable for them than others. Moreover, individuals may fulfill different roles depending on the context, task requirements, and team composition. This flexibility allows teams to adapt to changing circumstances and leverage the diverse strengths of their members. Belbing's theory also emphasizes the importance of balance and diversity within teams. Ideally, teams should include individuals who collectively cover all nine roles, ensuring that the team has a broad range of skills, perspectives, and approaches at its disposal. This diversity of roles fosters creativity, innovation, and effective problem solving as team members complement each other's strengths and compensate for each other's weaknesses. Practical applications of Belbing's theory include team building, team composition, and team development interventions within organizations. Managers and team leaders can use this theory to assemble balanced teams, assign roles effectively, and provide targeted development opportunities to enhance team effectiveness. Overall, Belbing's theory offers valuable insights into the dynamics of teamwork and provides a framework for maximizing team performance in diverse organizational contexts. By understanding and leveraging the different roles that individuals play within teams, organizations can build high-performing teams capable of achieving their goals and driving success. Tuckman's theory of group development, on the other hand, provides a framework for understanding the various stages that groups go through as they form, mature, and eventually disband. This theory consists of four main stages: forming, storming, norming, and performing, with a fifth stage, adjourning, added later to account for the dissolution of the group. The first stage, forming, is characterized by the initial coming together of group members. During this stage, individuals are polite and cautious as they get to know one another, establish ground rules, and define the purpose and goals of the group. There is often a sense of excitement and anticipation, as well as some anxiety about what lies ahead. The second stage, storming, is marked by increased conflict and tension within the group as members begin to assert themselves, express their opinions, and fight for influence and control. This stage is crucial for group development as it allows individuals to air grievances, resolve differences, and establish their roles and identities within the group. However, if not managed effectively, the storming stage can lead to discord, power struggles, and decreased morale. In the third stage, norming, the group begins to establish cohesion and unity as members reconcile their differences, develop norms and rules for interaction, and build a trust and rapport with one another. During this stage, there is a greater focus on cooperation, collaboration, and consensus building as the group works towards achieving its common goals. Norming is characterized by a sense of camaraderie and mutual support among group members. The fourth stage, performing, is characterized by high levels of productivity, synergy, and effectiveness as the group functions as a cohesive unit to accomplish its objectives. During this stage, members are comfortable with their roles, communicate openly and effectively, and leverage each other's strengths to achieve optimal results. The performing stage is the culmination of the group's development process, where it reaches its peak performance and achieves its full potential. The fifth stage, adjourning, occurs when the group disbands or transitions to a new phase. This stage is marked by a reflection, closure, and celebration as group members acknowledge their accomplishments, recognize their contributions, and say goodbye to one another. The adjourning stage is important for acknowledging the group's achievements, honoring its members, and preparing for future endeavors. Overall, Tuckman's theory provides valuable insights into the developmental stages that groups experience as they form, evolve, and eventually disband. By understanding and addressing the challenges and opportunities associated with each stage, group members and leaders can effectively navigate the group development process and maximize the group's potential for success. We have now reached the end of this seventh podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.